I trust you all have already had some water. Please gather yourself, collect your thoughts, start becoming aware of where you are sitting, what's around you. Take a deep breath in, release through the mouth like a sigh. Please fold your hands in Namaskara Mudra. Bow your head for a minute. We are surrendering right now to all ascended masters, guiders is what I was going to say, higher beings, guardian angels, spirit guides, as well as our higher selves. Surrendering the outcome of your chronic project and all the shifts that we are going to experience on this call. Please put your palms facing upward onto your thighs. Straighten your spine, chin parallel to the floor. Start breathing in through the back of your belly button, Nabhi Chakra. Exhale from the front of your belly button. Inhale from behind, exhale from front. Please do this for about a minute. Become aware of your inhale, and this time again on the exhale, sigh. Change the direction of the breath. Start breathing in from your belly button. Start breathing out from the back, on the back of the belly button. Inhale into the belly button. Exhale out from behind the belly button. Inhale in, exhale from behind out. Do this for about a minute. To return from this cycle, again become aware of your inhale and exhale with a sigh. Which was easier for you, inhaling from behind or inhaling from front? Just make a note of it as we carry on. We are going to continue our work with many sessions, but before that, and thanks to the one who asked on the group as to what is a chronic project. And a chronic project is something that you've been living with constantly for 6 months or more, or intermittently over a year. So whatever is your chronic project, again, make a note of it for yourself. On a scale of 0 to 10, how much is it? For those of y'all at an 8, 9, 10, please tell me on the group, either on Facebook or on WhatsApp. Elizabeth says, hello, hello. I like both the breaths. Good. Karina says, inhaling from front. And Irene also says, but Irene says, inhaling from front is more difficult. Was this breath more difficult or easier than the heart chakra breathing when you were breathing into the heart chakra and exhaling from behind? Rowan says, both were uncomfortable, but the second one was easier. Breathing in this way did exacerbate my chronic upper abdominal pain. It was like 4 before we started, and this type of breathing made it shoot it up to an 8. Got it, my love. 8 times, please say, chronic pain, you can leave now. Tish, let me see if I can catch you on. Jennifer's got a chronic project of excess weight at a 10. Tish has got a chronic project that is at an 8. For Elizabeth, chronic project is 7. And Vandana says, chronic project at an 8. All right, my darlings, let me see which one of you are on my dashboard, because some of you all join by the phone, then you all don't show on my dashboard. In fact, if you all can check and put up your hands, then I can see all more easily. Tish, I am not getting you on my dashboard, my love. Vandana, let me look for you. Jennifer, I found you. Vandana, I found you. Jennifer, let's start with you. Everybody who's having a chronic project of weight, tell me, how long have you all been having this project? And what all have you tried? Jennifer, are you ready, my love? I'm unmuting you.
Yes. Hello.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hello. How are you, Nidu?
I'm very good, thank you. Say hi to everybody on the group.
Hi, everybody.
Everybody say hi to Jennifer. We have quite a few Jennifers with us. This is Jennifer Kading. Jennifer, would you be comfortable to share with us how long this project has been going on?
Since puberty. So since the beginning of puberty. So nearly 50 years. It's been on and off, up and down.
Got it. And what all have you tried?
I've pretty much tried everything. I've tried Weight Watchers. I've tried pretty much every diet that's been out there. I've tried hypnotherapy. I've tried different weight loss programs that have been offered through from Heartache to Joy. Some I've had, you know, some results with, but the weight comes back on.
Correct. In fact, did you not have some result or the other with almost everything you tried? Like at least in the initial days?
Yes, for the most part, initially there would be some change. Not with all of them, but with some of them. Some of them, I would gain weight. Not sure why, but it's been a challenge. And you know, I'm definitely an emotional eater, so when I'm under a lot of stress, I make bad food choices. It's usually sugar.
Join the club.
And you know, some days I have a lot of control over it, and other days, you know, I can eat sugar till I'm nauseous. Now that doesn't happen often, the eating until I'm nauseous, but it's more emotional. It's probably been hormonal over the years.
Right. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. I appreciate your saying so openly. If I may ask, do you have any kind of workout routine?
Workout? Yes, I've been walking and I've been doing bar classes, but, you know, bar classes have been cancelled because of the COVID-19, but my plan is to try and find some online that I can do in my house. I don't have a bar in my house, but I'll be able to use something.
Awesome. How is your sleep cycle?
I have terrible insomnia. I fall asleep fairly easily, but I wake up and have trouble going back to sleep. And I usually wake up somewhere between 2 and 4 in the morning. And you know, there's a lot of stress and grief in my life right now, so it's worse right now than normal. But the insomnia has been going on for years.
Correct. And did you know the relationship between sleep and weight? Did you ever come across it?
Yes, I know if you don't sleep well, it does affect your weight.
Correct. And in fact, it becomes a vicious cycle. Lack of sleep does pile on the pounds, and the pounds cause lack of sleep as well. So it works both ways. And you also know the relationship between stress and cortisol. Yes?
Yes, that's it. Yes.
Okay, so while I would go straight away for stress, I'm just going to digress from the decrease for a moment. And there is a fat suit meditation. It's not a meditation. A fat suit multidimensional exercise I do that we will begin in the waning cycle of the moon, but I'm going to give it to everybody right now. So please close your eyes. Definitely have water. And I'm going to have some as well. I want you to see yourself surrounded by a fat suit. And this fat suit, when you see it, will be way more exaggerated than the weight that you actually have on. And that's exactly how you should be seeing it. The moment you have gotten this visual, I want you to jump out of the fat suit. When you jump out of the fat suit, you will be way slimmer. Once you're out of the fat suit, check. There will be one attachment, or two, or three, coming from the fat suit into the slim body. I want you to start pulling out this attachment. It'll be like a cord. Keep pulling it out. pulling it out gently. You might find that as you're pulling it out, it's getting stuck. If it's getting stuck, over there, just say, stuck, you can leave now. And in a couple of seconds, it'll loosen up again. Once you've pulled out all of these attachments and cords, stuff them into the fat suit. Bundle up the fat suit. Because you're in a place of magic, without knowing how, a violet flame erupts beneath the fat suit. You move back, although the violet flame does not burn, and watch as the fat starts melting away. Maybe it's sizzling a little bit. Maybe it's sparkling, like fat bubbles are taking place. Watch it and repeat 6 times. You can leave now. 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 The fat suit will start shrinking. Either it will disappear completely, or there will be something left, like a little round ball of something, or maybe some dust, or maybe a blackish looking liquid. The next round of the violet flame bursts again. This time, the violet flame is way more powerful. So you will see the flames, violet, pink, orange, yellow, white, taking away the last bits of this fat suit. If you can still see something stubbornly there and not going, once again, 6 times repeat, you can leave now, you can leave now, you can leave now, you can leave now. You can leave now. And then I want you to see the slim you walk into you in this dimension, and your entire body adjusts to her slimness. Adjusting, 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 and adjusting, 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 adjusting. Wow. Open your eyes. Have some water. Tell me, how did that make you all feel? Jennifer, what came up for you? How was it? Was it an easy exercise to do?
Yes, that, the cords were very long, but it was easy, and the swim me that came in with joy in my body.
Nice.
There was such a lightness, and not just weight lightness, energy lightness of the swim person that came into my body.
Fantastic. And that's the word that I was looking for. Lightness. I've said this a couple of times, I'm going to say it again. Anything you want, you need lightness before you will have it, especially for weight projects. The point is not for us to figure out which diet, figure out which exercise, figure out how much we're going to blame ourselves for having a great day or having not done what we thought we would do today. We've got to find a way to feel light and maintain the lightness. The physicality of that energy will follow suit. From 9th April till 22nd April, please do this exercise. April is a great month for taking a look at health, little bit wealth, and body structure. Body image. Jennifer, How are you feeling about your chronic project right now?
It's feeling like a 7.
All right. And when you say it feels like a 7, what is it that feels like a 7? Is it the disbelief that it could happen? Is it heaviness? Is it fat? Is it bulkiness? What is it that's a 7?
Fat.
Fat. So fat, you can leave now 7 times.
Fat, you can leave now. 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 Fat, you can leave now.
How did that make you feel?
I'm feeling sensations around the role of belly fat. It feels like there's energy going through that.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Good place for me to tell y'all about the 4 pillars of a chronic project. These 4 pillars need to be taken care of for the chronic project to leave completely. Pillar number 1, biggest pillar, widest pillar, thickest pillar, hardest pillar to remove, protection. We are all wired for survival. We are all wired to live another day, and we are all wired to want to procreate in order to keep our lineage going. It's part of our gift from Mother Earth. If you have lived a life of great stress for whatever reason, you would not be feeling safe. If you don't feel safe, the body finds ways to make you feel safe. Fat is very comforting. It's very protective in its nature. When we've put on fat, what we've done is put on a cushioning. Cushioning either to prevent ourselves from getting hurt in physical abuse, cushioning either to protect ourselves from the barbs of criticism, cushioning to hide from judgment and disapproval, cushioning in order to make sure that we are not seen. Jennifer, what is it that was making you so unsafe around puberty? What was going on that you needed to cover yourself with an extra layer of protection?
It was the way I didn't feel safe around the opposite sex. It would be the way boys would look at me. When I was younger, I had someone expose their genitals to me, which created a lot of fear. I didn't feel safe. I was voluptuous, and I went, my puberty was early, and I just didn't feel safe, more from the opposite sex than anything.
Correct. And it is, I would say, 8 out of 10 women do it for that very reason. It becomes a way of keeping ourselves safe by being unattractive. It makes us cut down on our femininity, our sexuality, sensuality, our sexiness. Because sexiness is a call, right? It's a clarion call for the opposite sex. So, Jennifer, on a scale of 0 to 10, and you can take a look at that time, or you can take a look right now because you're going through a lot of stress, therefore there's no way you're feeling safe right now. How much do you feel unsafe?
10.
All right. Unsafe, you can leave now 10 times.
Unsafe, you can leave now. 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 Unsafe, you can leave now.
And even though Leanne is saying it for her, she's also saying it for all of us. So all of us will have some reaction to this, because each one of us has some chronic project or the other. Jennifer, how did that make you feel? How did it make you feel to say that? Have you ever acknowledged the unsafeness of you?
Yes, I have moments where I acknowledge it, and then I guess I push it back. It brought up a lot of fear when I was saying it. I was feeling very emotional when I was saying, you know, I'm safe, you can leave. Now you can hear the quivering in my voice. It's brought up a lot of fear.
Do you know why a lot of fear has come up? Completely.
With the safety, also, I don't trust myself. I didn't feel strong enough to protect myself, to be able to say no, to validate my wants or my not wants. I've been sexually harassed at different times over the years, never actually raped, but very close to it a couple of times. So I think it brought a lot of that up.
Correct. Immediately, let us go to that one memory you brought up. I don't want you to remember it. I just want you to give me the movie title. It could just be as simple as exposure, or it could be exposing his genitals, whatever comes to your mind.
Disempowered.
On a scale of 0 to 10, how strong is disempowered in your life?
9
times. Disempowered, you can leave now.
Disempowered, you can leave now. Disempowered, you can leave now. Disempowered, you can leave now. Disempowered, you can leave now. Disempowered, you can leave now. Disempowered, you can leave now. Disempowered, you can leave now. Disempowered, you can leave now. Disempowered, you can leave now.
Super. Have some water. Have some water, everybody. We will let the shifting take place in the background while I tell you pillar number two. Pillar number two is grounding. When we don't feel safe, our root chakra goes off. When we have a lot of fear, our root chakra goes off. When we don't have a sense of bonding and connection, basically don't feel safe in our tribe, root chakra goes off. When the root chakra goes off and the connection between us and earth weakens, the body ends up putting a lot of weight, especially around the hips and the upper thighs. In order for us to get that strength and heaviness to have our feet planted back on earth again, it comes from not feeling safe. So grounding exercises are also fantastic for weight projects. Pillar number two is Well, we kind of know this pillar. It becomes obvious in our interactions with people. And pillar number two is what we hide from others. We hide, all of us hide, right? We hide our deepest, darkest secrets. Hiding requires weight. Hiding requires a lot of padding. You could be hiding you. The fear of invisibility invariably gives rise to some amount of weight gain because then you hide behind you. Pillar number four, usually a blind spot, takes very deep awareness, awakenings, and honesty to identify pillar number four. Pillar number four is what we hide from ourselves. All chronic projects have these four pillars: protection, grounding, what we hide from others, what we hide from ourselves. Jennifer, on a scale of 0 to 10, how strong is disempowered now?
A 6.
So 6 times, again, disempowered, you can leave now.
Disempowered, you can leave now. Disempowered, you can leave now. Disempowered, you can leave now. Disempowered, you can leave now. Disempowered, you can leave now. Disempowered, you can leave now.
How did that make you feel?
Makes me feel calmer. I felt, visually, I sort of saw this, like, dark smoke sort of come out and go up through my crown chakra.
Now I want you to think of that memory. I'm so sorry. I just want you to access that memory. I don't want you to relive it. Just access that memory and give the reframe.
3 times?
3 times.
Reframe, reframe, reframe.
I love how all of y'all have gotten the click after the word. And how quickly you all have gotten it. Amazing. Amazing. And how did that make you feel, Jennifer?
It's taken the charge out of, definitely taken the charge out of that experience. Because I was in fourth grade, and this boy was probably, I would say, 16. I don't know. So he was much bigger than me, and but it's taken the fear away. It's more just I can see it without the emotional attachment.
Excellent. I want you to give the reframe one more time. This time around, we're changing the memory. We want the memory to shift. Either you will say no, or you'll track him a good one, or whatever is the reaction you wish you had had when you thought about this when you were older. Do you know that reaction?
Although the reaction would still have been one of fear. I wouldn't have felt safe.
Ideally, how would you have reacted?
Just laughed at them, or just turned my head and not let it affect me in any way.
Fantastic. Give the reframe again.
Reframe, reframe, reframe.
and check your memory.
There isn't stairs. It's more just watching it without any emotion. So it's more like something that just was fleeting, that, you know, caught, I saw the corner of my eye, so it's not embedded.
Good. Good. You felt light when you did the fat suit multidimensional work. How is that lightness right now?
The lightness is good. I feel much lighter.
Good. How much is the fear right now?
A 3 to 4.
Superb. Just say reframe again.
Reframe. Reframe. Reframe.
And how much is the fear now?
2.
Superb. Give it another 30 seconds. Everybody with chronic weight projects, I want you all to keep checking every day on the level of feeling safe, secure, and protected. Not only will that make you feel calmer and lighter, it will also increase grounding. Automatically, it will increase grounding. The decrees have a way of connecting us to our authentic desires and needs. The more you use the decrees, the more organically you will go to the foods that work for you. The more organically you will go towards the exercises that work for you. The more organically you'll find that even if you're not sleeping 6 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours, you are waking up feeling fresh and refreshed. For those of you all who like contemplation and introspection, please also ask yourselves the question, what am I hiding from others? What am I hiding from myself? Some of the low vibrations that we hide from others and ourselves are guilt, blame, shame, certain fears, like the fear of not being liked, the fear of being judged, the fear of disapproval, the fear of speaking up, the fear of having to give, the fear of having to receive, anger. In all chronic projects, I have seen tremendous amounts of unexpressed and unacknowledged, suppressed, repressed, depressed anger. The very nature of adipose in the body is to manage the flames of fire. The presence of adipose keeps us protected from the very high temperatures that anger brings. Our internal organs need the fat to protect ourselves from our own angers. Most people with weight projects invariably have reactions of heat or feel hot very easily. Jennifer, is this true for you?
Yes, I can feel hot easily.
And there's definitely
repressed. Suppressed, unexpressed anger in there.
Right. So whenever the heat comes up, it means a part of you is saying, listen, I'm angry. And at that time, you clear the anger. And the other very, very tiny percentage, just about 3% of people dealing with weight projects, get cold very easily. For them, what they're hiding maximum is fear. Fear makes us run cold. Anger makes us run hot. Will you all keep this in mind? In April, we will do some weight-related work. So stick around for that. Jennifer, how are you feeling overall, love?
I'm feeling much better, thank you.
Fantastic. Will you continue to do this work?
Yes.
Awesome. Feel free to practice the Fat Suit multidimensional work. I have seen great results with it. Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you for your honesty. And thank you for your wonderful and your willingness to share. Thank you.
Thank you, Nidhi.
Okay. Everybody, please say thank you and bye to Jennifer. Vandana, we're going to have you up next. Let me just find you. I found you before, and I found you again. Say hello, Vandana. Vandana, you're unmuted, my love, but we can't hear you. Sorry, Vandana. We'll try you again at a later time. Connie, let's have you on, my love. But before that, let me take a look at this interesting project that Liz has mentioned. And Liz says, I have the opposite problem. I get too thin when stressed. I do it to feel safe. Same problem, but from the opposite end, trying to disappear and not be threatening or powerful so people won't be upset with me or hurt me more. Have had the habit of pacifying people by getting smaller, but this is shifting quickly. Fantastic. Scary sometimes, but I'm moving ahead with this. Good. And you've expressed yourself a little more. That is superb. That is superb. Sarah says, I'm always boiling. Amazing insight that is anger. Our language is very literal to us, my love. We get boiling mad, right? And when we get boiling mad, we also get boil eruptions on the body. Pimples are tiny pinpricks of being boiling mad. Ulcers are tiny pinpricks of, well, depending on their size, of being boiling mad. All right, Connie, let's have you on, love. Let's take a look at what is going on with you. Say hello, my darling. You are unmuted.
Hello.
Oh, there you are, everybody. Say hello to Connie. Connie, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody. It's lovely to be here. Thank you, Nidhu.
Thank you. Tell us a little bit about your chronic project. Connie, also tell us how long you've been dealing with it.
Well, I think mine is my gut, and I've also had a chronic shoulder injury. So I think I'll focus on my shoulder because it just, I can't seem to find relief for it. It seizes up sometimes, and I can hardly lift my arm over my head.
Is it a frozen shoulder?
It could be. It's only when I move it in a certain direction, but it's been going on for years, and I've never, ever had surgery or anything cut into me, so I just sort of, I let it go. I just deal with it.
You mentioned injury. Tell us a little bit about this injury.
Well, I don't have a conscious memory of an injury, but there's just a lot of fear that there might be something going on that I'm not willing to really deal with.
That makes sense. Can you tell me if it's the left shoulder or the right shoulder?
It is my right shoulder.
All right. So right shoulders have to do with the responsibility of giving. Have you had to give a lot in your life? Have you had to be mother to your parents? Have you had to be caregiver? Have
yes.
you ended up go ahead. Go ahead, tell us.
Yes. In a big way. I feel my life is about giving.
Right. So message from your shoulder is to draw healthy boundaries, is to say no once in a while, because if you're a giver, your joy and worth will come from how you give, but your shoulder is telling you that it's not willing to go ahead like this.
Mm.
Are you being able to say no, especially in the recent past?
I think the no has been more available in the last year, but it has taken me, you know, quite a long time to get there.
Correct. And you might find yourself still pressurized to give, or you just allow yourself to give because it's just easier then.
Right. I have three children and I'm in a long marriage, and my elder parents in their 90s are still alive. So there's always giving on my part.
On a scale of 0 to 10, but by the way, first let me say how wonderful that your parents are still around, even though they have now become two more children to take care of.
Yeah.
Overgiving. How strong is this in your life?
It's a 10.
Can I call that your chronic project?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And overgiving also brings us to a stage where we feel resentful about the giving and the expectation to continue giving. Most givers also have very weak receiving. So I think that would be a subset of your primary chronic project. Let us see how your shoulder feels once we've given the decree. Give me one check for your shoulder right now. Like, is there pain? Is there strain? Raise your arm. See how far it goes.
It's very much in the front of my shoulder, like the front part, the lead. It feels like you had mentioned leading. It's the part that's leading, so it's the front part of my shoulder.
Got it. And how will you gauge progress?
I would say by the sensation of pain.
On a scale of 0 to 10, how much is the pain?
An 8.
All right. Because the overgiving is at a 10 and the pain is at an 8, we'll take an average and go with 9.
Okay.
So I want you to say the pain of overgiving, you can leave now 9 times.
The pain of overgiving, you can leave now. 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 Pain of overgiving, you can leave now. The pain of overgiving, you can leave now. The pain of overgiving, you can leave now. Pain of overgiving, you can leave now. The pain of overgiving, you can leave now.
Have a sip of water. Everybody have a sip of water. Check your pain.
What was it? Just it felt like a surge of pain, just like popped, and like something flew out.
Fantastic. So how much is the pain right now?
It feels like around a 5, a 6, maybe.
Super. I want you to say 6 times, just pain you can leave now, without snapping your fingers. The act of snapping locks it into the body.
Ah, okay.
So we only snap at a reframe.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay. So go for it.
Pain, you can leave now. 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 Pain, you can leave now.
And while you're gauging the shift, very quickly in brief, my darlings, when we are dealing with pain as a chronic project, we need to know the journey of pain. So the journey of pain is strain, tension, tightness, heaviness, numbness, stiffness. The nature of the pain changes on the way to releasing. So when we have pain and it has become heaviness, or it's become tightness, or it's become stiffness, and I ask you, how much is the SUD now? Be mindful to not say it's still there. Say it's there, but it's now the change in the nature. It's now heavy. It's now numbish. It's now stiff. Give me the awareness of the progress. The nature of the pain, intensity of the pain, is what we always look out for. Connie, what is the nature of your pain right now? What is its intensity?
It's a pressure, and it's moved. It's moved from the front to the side, more to like almost the bicep. Not the bicep, but the upper shoulder.
Got it. It's trying to come out, basically. And one of the ways that pain leaves the body is through the head and through the limbs. So you can often find that your shoulder's feeling better and something's funny in your forearm. Or shoulder's feeling better, but sides of the neck are feeling funny. Right. It's just the pain trying to find the thinnest skin to get out from.
Yeah, it's moving up my neck too. I can feel that right now.
Fantastic. So it's trying to come out from the head. Okay. Now what I want you to do, Connie, is at the sides of your neck. Everybody, let's do this. The amount of time we spend on our digital mediums means that most of us have something or the other going on with our neck and shoulders. Next to your right side neck, start clapping. You can also turn your face away so that the right side of the neck is more exposed to the clapping. And then take it to the left side, turn your face to the right side, and start clapping on the left side.
Oh.
Palms are vibrating. Keep them downward on your thigh. Connie, check nature of the pain. Check the intensity of the pain.
I'm tingling all over, and the pain feels like it's moving. It's almost like it was a clog that's sort of like breaking up. Like it's
fantastic.
You know, it's like I feel like it's sort of like a, you know, like a Drano clog that's kind of starting to break up.
Excellent. Excellent. And thank you so much for saying tingling. I left that out as one of the changes in the nature of the pain. Tingling is also nerve compression releasing. So the nerve firing into life. Tingling is also when your entire sharpness of pain is breaking down into smaller bolts.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like little fragments of lightning.
Yeah. I mean, I can see it actually. It's literally like little bubbles popping. You know, like it's just like from the outside, and there's still a mass of the nucleus, but I can see it starting to break apart like a clog.
Fantastic. Do you have wood close by to you? Are you sitting on a wooden chair?
I'm sitting on a plastic chair, but my floor is wood.
Oh, okay. Your feet are on it?
My feet are on my wooden floor, yes.
Okay. Whenever you can, once we are done, I want you to sit on the floor, if you're comfortable to sit on the floor, and keep both palms on wood.
Mm-hmm.
Wood neutralizes pain.
Okay.
And check and tell us, how are you right now?
It feels like it's moving quite a bit. So it feels there's more work to do, which I can have spent some time today doing. But it feels like it's on the move is kind of the message.
Good. On the move is great because pain is caused by phenomenal amounts of stuck energy. I always liken it to stuffing a sunflower in a matchbox. That's what pain is. Tons of energy tightly wound up and stuck over there. So as long as there's movement, means the energy is no longer stuck. So there will be relief from the pain. But very well done, Connie. We didn't get to reframe. So you know what? Even though we haven't come up with a particular memory, just randomly say reframe with the snap.
Reframe.
Two more times.
Reframe. Reframe.
Give it 10 seconds.
The memory is from my childhood about, you know, giving, having to give a lot more than receive.
And you can see this memory clearly?
I can feel it more than see it, but I can, yes, I can see it. As children, we were always, you know, needing to give our things. We didn't have a lot, and it was religiously not appropriate for us to have a lot of things, so we were always being asked to give our things away.
So take the sentence down to work with as well, Connie. I don't have the right to receive. You can leave now.
I don't have the right to receive. You can leave now.
I don't have the right to receive more. You can leave now.
I don't have the right to receive more. You can leave now.
I have to keep giving. You can leave now.
I have to keep giving. You can leave now. There it is. There's the emotion.
Okay, my love.
Oh.
We got you, Mom. We got you.
Thank you. Oh, there it is. Thank you. Oh. I feel dizzy. It's water, yeah.
Because there's so much change in my love. There's so many belief systems we are waking in right now. Dizziness is also a fear of being out of control.
Yeah.
So the fear of being out of control, you can leave now. Out of control giving, you can leave now. Mm-hmm. Controlling yourself by giving, by overgiving, you can leave now. Being controlled by having to give, you can leave now. The fear of not being controlled in the expectations of giving, you can leave now. The desire to be controlled in the expectation of giving and having to give, you can leave now. You can all leave now, 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 you can all leave now. You can all leave now. You can all leave now, 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 you can all leave now. You can all leave now. You can all leave now, 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 you can all leave now. You can all leave now.
I feel very different right now.
In a good way?
Yes, absolutely. It just feels lighter and like something left me. Something left my body.
Fantastic. How's the pain?
Better, much better. It's like way down under 5 now. It's just much better. I feel my shoulders looser and it's been amazing, remarkable.
Awesome. Keep clapping against your shoulders as well. Anytime you remember.
Okay. Beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, just against your shoulders, back and forth, and see how much releases from there.
Mm-hmm.
And since we're clapping, everybody, round of applause for Jennifer. Round of applause for Connie. Start applauding. Take your palms upwards. Your elbows can be bent. Take your palms down from your left side. Come around in a circle. Come up on the right side. Back to the top of your head. And then down again. from the right side and come up from the left side and clap loudly, strongly. Yay!
Wow.
Down. Place them on your thighs. Palms are facing downwards. Connie, thank you so much, my girl.
Yeah, thank you.
So much more lightness, whiteness, and brightness.
Yeah, thank you so much, Nidu. It's been remarkable, really. Thank you. Blessings.
Thank you. Bye. Gabrielle, we're going to have you on next. So have some water. Everybody, have some water. By now, the vibrations would be finding a centered stillness. And by water, I always mean turbocharged water. So, Gabrielle, you are unmuted. Say hello.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hi. And Gabrielle, I always thought Gabrielle was a masculine name. Am I pronouncing it correctly?
Yeah, it's the German version with E-L-E at the end. So it's in German, it's Gabriele, or in English, it's Gabrielle. It's not
okay.
Gabriel, it's the male version. It doesn't have the second E at the end.
Right. That's what. So I saw the spelling as well and knew that I just had to ask you. So it is pronounced as Gabriel?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Gabriel,
Gabriel. Or Gabriella, either way.
Okay.
No abbreviations. I don't like Gabe or Gabby.
Okay. No abbreviation. We will go with Gabrielle. So, Gabrielle, tell us, what are you dealing with and for how long have you been dealing with it?
It's been going on for a pretty long time and it's been my anger issues. But even in a face. And it's my outbursts of anger, like this morning when the school announced they were going to have no school on Fridays, or rather have the children do their own things on Friday. And I'm sending out this angry email there. You know, it's like, why? You know, maybe some parents have to work and then. It's really hard for me, especially also with my husband. You know, we chatted about that 2 days ago because he's just inert, you know. And I get so angry and upset about that when he just lies in bed and does nothing. And then I yell at him instead of maybe just letting him be and letting, you know, that anger not get to me and my face and wherever else it might manifest in my body.
Correct. I think it's incredible and absolutely amazing that you would recognize this as something that you would like to work on. Have you worked on anger before?
I started to, but it was in a way where also anger, you know, on the scale of consciousness, in a way it propelled me to be where I am. Or when I was a small child, it was then my outbursts of anger that ended up protecting me against my brother. You know, he could tease me up to a certain point, but then when I would get really angry, then he would, you know, back off. And it's the same with my husband. If I say something to him to, you know, to whatever, do some household chores or do whatever, 3 to 5 times, lovingly or patiently, it doesn't get anywhere. But the fifth time when I really yell at him, then he does it, and I hate it. I don't like to be that way. So it's, you know, in a way, it has protected me. It has propelled me forward, I believe, in my development, but it's not, I feel it's not for me the right route to move forward, to get, you know, to continue my journey through life. Let's put it that way.
That's beautiful. And you're so correct, my love. Everything that we hold on to is a chronic project because somewhere, and biggest pillar, it does protect us. And anger is full of fire, right? And fire likes to burn. Fire likes to do things. Fire likes to move and spread. So anger gives us a lot of energy to do things as well. Angry people do end up accomplishing quite a bit. But the fact is that it's no fun to get it like this. Like, how nice it would be if you could ask for it and get it without having to fight. Gabrielle? Okay. We lost Gabrielle for a moment. Oh, dear. I think we've lost her. We've lost her line. All right, my darlings. While she comes back on, let's take a look as to what y'all are saying on the group. I haven't checked the group in the last very many minutes. So I'm going to go towards the last few comments. Like Rowan says, oh, she was talking about food. Juliana says, my nose is dripping for some reason and pressure in my head. That your sinus is clearing up, my love. I hope the pressure is down now. Please say pressures. You can leave now. Harneet asks, what is the reason for belly fat? Belly fat has to do with power gains. Belly fat has to do with control factors. I've seen belly fat maximum when either we ourselves are very controlling or we're in a relationship with somebody who's very controlling. Like lots of manipulation takes place. So belly fat protects our belly. Our belly is the place of self-worth, primarily the tummy area. And when our self-worth is constantly getting negated or invalidated, to protect our tummy, we end up having belly fat. In any case, all of us have some amount of visceral fat. We do need it because if the tummy was so exposed without either muscle or fat to cover it, we would not be able to digest our foods very easily. So some amount of visceral fat, belly fat, we all have. What we want is that it not be in the way of working, that it not be a reason to not have energy, not be as active. Nauka says, that makes sense. I gained weight because of people with manipulation, abuses, and disempowerment. You can all leave now, you can all leave now, you can all leave now, you can all leave now. You can all leave now. You can all leave now, 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 you can all leave now. You can all leave now. You can all leave now, 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 you can all leave now. You can all leave now. Gabrielle had also mentioned on the group that my face has red blotchy spots, which I attribute to toxins and anger, very much anger. Red blotchiness is an expression of anger, and Irene says the same as well, and she says, it's red spots in the face for 2 months now, but not itchy. And this could also be coming from some sort of detox. Irene, what happened 2 months back? Liz says, Connie, your session is helping me so much. Pain in my right bicep gone. Feel a wash of tears and sadness, but great relief. I'm feeling stiffness in hips and sacrum, aching where legs attach to hips, left flexor needles of pain. And how is it now? And Tracy says, this feels amazing. So much tingling all over my body. Alimata says, my heart chakra is closed due to heartbreak and disappointment, both from parents and partners. Can you help? Definitely, my love, definitely. In front of your heart chakra, just say abracadabra, snap your finger. Abracadabra, snap your fingers. Abracadabra, snap your fingers. Abracadabra opens. In fact, good to do abracadabra, even on areas of pain. All of us, let us try that. And Paul, I'm so sorry, you must have missed that poster. You joined us, I think, after a couple of calls, right? Paul, we'll put up the poster again as soon as the call is done about making turbocharged water. Tish says, what does fat thighs mean? That grounding is off. And because fat has to do with the storage of anger, anger with parents for not keeping you safe. Bridget, how good to see you. We all remember that you had your appointment today. Tell us how that went. How was it for you? And what do brown spots on the face mean, she asked. Brown spots in the face are liver detox symptoms. They become patchiness, also usually happens during times of hormonal imbalance. So do they come up more around period times? Do they feel stronger on some days? They'll also react to the sun, where the skin becomes much thinner as we grow, and in that thinness, it does not have enough melanin protection when you step out into the sun. Gabriel, I'm just going to check if you are back. Oh, and Vandana put up turbocharged waterfall. It's already on the group. And Gabriel said, phone line got cut. I guess my anger has a life of its own and does not want to leave. Absolutely. Can anybody connect that statement back to the four pillars? And Gabriel, you are back. I'm going to unmute you, say hello, settle back into the call again. I will just finish the two questions that have shown up on the group. Welcome back, Gabriel.
Thank you so much. My apologies. That was not very weird.
Not at all. It had nothing to do with you. It had to do with anybody?
The anger?
Anger for
what
sure.
What we hide from ourselves?
It had to do with protection. You've used anger for protection. And that part of you knows that we're going to touch it. And that part of you doesn't know any other way to feel safe. The protection will override any program. You want money, not getting it? Take a look at where you don't feel safe with money. You want a partner, not getting it? Take a look at where you feel unsafe with members of the opposite sex. You cannot override protection. Protection is how we live to fight another day. It is the biggest program we have. The program to live. The program to survive. So if we have to touch the first pillar, which is why it's the hardest pillar to break down, we have to first find other ways to feel safe and protected. And Bridget says, had a miraculous pain-free surgery. Awesome! Big round of applause. Bridget suffered so much before this. And as somebody who's had to deal with quite a bit around dentists, I know the terror. We all know a terror somewhere or the other. It was awful. So Bridget, we are so happy to hear this. So happy. Awesome. Many thanks to your dentist. And Harneet says, we use this word grounding a lot, but exactly what does it mean and why we come out of groundedness? So groundedness is our root chakra getting its nourishment and nutrition from earth. It comes through the connection of our feet with earth. Everything we have from earth. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. We come from earth, we go back to earth. Anything we want in our lives, it comes to us from earth, whether it's crystals or currencies. There is nothing that's not made from earth, except plastic, which is why plastic is so dangerous. Oh, not plastic's not dangerous, so sorry. The overuse of plastic is so dangerous. Not being able to recycle and reuse plastic is so dangerous. Gabrielle, back to you, my love. Back to you feeling angry, recognizing that this is not how you want to get things by yelling or shouting, and to have a much more easier and peaceful coexistence with everybody. So the first thing, I'm not going to touch the anger. So anger, I know you're hearing me. I'm not going to go there. What I will say is, ask is, Gabrielle, how are you going to feel safe without the anger?
That's a tough one.
Correct. We need an answer to that before the anger says, okay, I have another solution. Okay, why am I speaking about anger in first person like it has a voice? Can anybody tell me?
Because it's a part of us that we can talk to as if it was a person.
Good. Develop that a little bit more. Superb. Go ahead.
And this probably has to do something with our inner child.
Very much so. Go on, go on. You're doing fantastically.
That's about as far as I...
Okay. This is also very good.
Let me think what else might... must have... I don't know, developed somewhere. I don't know quite at what age, but it's still trying to rule our lives.
Yes, half of that, yes. All our chronic emotions, like all of us have two primary reactions to life, right? Either we get angry or we get fearful. All expressions of that come from us as a younger self. All emotions are us from another time and age. So anytime you have an emotion that you want to get rid of, like grief, like depression, depression is not really an emotion, but anytime you want to get rid of the anger, want to get rid of these fears, it's not going anywhere. Because what you're saying is, I want to cut off a part of me. It's not going to happen. I want to get rid of a part of me. I want to get rid of this child at 4 who was crying and wasn't heard. So every emotion is a living persona. It's you from another time. So when I speak, and I speak and I say anger, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to touch you. The anger recognizes that. Will you all treat your emotions with more care and love from now on? Whatever it is, however uncomfortable it makes us. And by the way, we get uncomfortable with emotions because our parents teach us how to behave with ourselves and how we feel and what we want and what we need. when we get uncomfortable with these younger parts of us, we're only behaving the way our parents behaved when we exhibited an emotion. So will you promise here and now to be the parent you didn't have, but the parent you needed? So if it comes up, let it come up. You've got the decrees. You've got clapping. You've got reframe. You've got abracadabra. And by the way, there are 13 more decrees. And I hope that all of y'all will stay for that journey. Now.
Oh, definitely.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. And I forgot how to pronounce your name. Gabrielle. Have I got it right?
Perfect.
Thank you. I have some amount of name dyslexia, so I like to check. So, Gabrielle, tell me, how will you keep yourself safe? And even more important, how will you get what you want without the anger?
I think the trick is not to let it build up and just then think about it before I have any outburst. To communicate it in a different way.
But if you don't have an outburst, then you won't get what you're asking for. Right?
I mean, probably not right, but for the time being, it's my subjective truth, yes.
And how will you protect yourself from something that's taking place? By the way, anger is the energy of injustice. Anger tells us when something is not right. Anger tells us when something is wrong. We need anger. Anger is very important. Do you want to get rid of your anger, Gabrielle?
I know when you put it that way, absolutely not. But I do want justice.
Okay. What we want is to be in charge of the anger, not the anger in charge of us. Yes?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, on a scale of 0 to 10, I'm only safe with anger. How strong is that?
It's an 8.
All right. I'm safe only with anger. You can leave now 8 times.
I'm only safe with anger. You can leave now. I'm only safe with anger. You can leave now. I'm only safe with anger. You can leave now. I'm only safe with anger. You can leave now. I'm only safe with anger. You can leave now. I'm only safe with anger. You can leave now. I'm only safe with anger. You can leave now. I'm only safe with anger. You can leave now.
Beautiful. I can only get what I want with anger. Anger gives me what I want. Give me your version of that belief.
Anger gave me what I wanted so far in my life.
I'm going to ask you 6 questions. The answer to those 6 questions is yes, even if you feel like saying no. Shall we begin?
Yes, please.
Can you let this go now?
Yes.
Will you let this go now?
Yes.
Can you remove your attachment to this now?
Yes.
Will you remove your attachment to this now?
Yes.
Can you remove the point of origin of this now?
Yes.
Will you remove the point of origin of this now?
Yes.
Repeat after me. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
For letting this go now.
For letting this go now.
How did that make you feel?
Relief.
Nice. Your next 2 decrees, although we haven't given a reframe, I'm not seeing the memory of the note from school that children would have to manage on their own on Friday. Right? Okay. So just access that memory. Give me the reframe.
I will not get angry about the children doing their own assignments on Fridays moving forward.
Sorry, by reframe, I meant reframe and snap.
Reframe, snap. I mean, I'm snapping. Reframe.
One more time.
Reframe.
Nice. How angry are you feeling now about that note from school?
I'm actually feeling amused, but the snapping helped tremendously.
Fantastic. Your voice is getting distorted. That's okay, because energies are releasing. No problem at all. Did you say you are now amused?
Yeah, I feel like, amused in a good way. I'm smiling now. I'm kind of like feeling...
All right. Awesome.
More joyful.
Well done. I want you to practice these two decrees till 8th of April. And these two decrees are, what if I can be safe?
What?
Yeah.
I can be safe.
Without the anger.
Without the anger.
What if I can get?
What if I can get
everything I want?
Anything I want.
Without having to be angry.
Without having to be angry.
And you can phrase that in any way that you want, but use the what if decree. And that will start showing solutions to you. It will start making you feel better. It'll start making you find other answers. It'll start giving you deeper insights to you.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel the decrees? Were you comfortable to say the decrees? Was there any resistance to saying the decrees?
No, there was not.
Fantastic. So anger... I thank you. I thank you for allowing the rest of the work to take place. I appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you. Do you want me to repeat it?
No, I wanted to address that part of you.
Oh, awesome. No, I'm really deeply grateful. Thank you so much, Nidhi, and everybody for your patience with me.
Thank you. And it wasn't your fault at all, my love. Everybody on the group knows that gigantic amounts of energy does play around with our digital energy. It's all good.
Awesome. All right. Yes.
Everybody, please say thank you and bye to Gabrielle.
Thank you, everybody, and bye.
Hi. Vandana, let's try you one more time. Inshallah, this time. What if it does happen? Hi, Vandana.
Hi. Hello. Wow. Thank you so much for taking me on the call.
Hello, everybody. Yeah, everybody, say hi to Vandana. Vandana, you mentioned that your chronic project is debt.
Yeah. Yes.
And how long have you had this chronic project?
The severe debt started from 2018. I had debt initially, but they were manageable. I never faced a problem, but from 2018, I've got stuck. I'm not able to move.
All right. And stuck move is also one of the energies of the chronic project. We get stuck. The energy gets stuck. Why do you think you got stuck, Vandana? What happened in 2018 that you got stuck over?
I think basically my main job is to teach children, and I am not a teacher in any of the schools. And from 2016 onwards, the teachers of the school started taking tuition, where the entire group shifted there. So the work which I was doing, I lost everything, because one thing, I'm not a teacher in the school. So, you know, that mentality of the marketing people's parents, they went over there. Secondly, the children which I started attracting more was a dyslexia. But very few, I mean, I got then, the number of students decreased. And my expense were more, income was less, what I felt. And I was trying to manage it. And at the same time, my daughter had gone abroad for studies, so I had the plans which I had made, that went all rampant. And still the things were moving, but afterwards when it really came to standstill, my and her education to be completed, the debt actually started increasing.
Okay. On a scale of 0 to 10, how much is this stopping?
Right now, I feel it's around 8.
Okay. And you also mentioned that there was debt before, but it was manageable. So for how long have you lived life in debt?
I think from 2000. Because 1999, I separated from my husband. So to buy a house, I had to take a loan. So my journey of a loan started from 2000. 2007, I repaid my home loan, one. I took a big house. I mean, things were moving. It is not that I was growing also along with it. But 2018, I was not growing and my debts increased.
Okay. So you've understood the four pillars of a chronic project?
Yeah.
Protection. The first one. And the first one is the primary one. Somewhere, there is some safety in being in debt. And you can say, no, I'm not, but your life is revealing a comfort with debt. Like you're comfortable to be in debt. That debt has gotten bigger and louder, but you've been coexisting with debt for a long time. Yes?
Yes, yes.
So somewhere, there's a sense of protection when there's a debt.
Yeah.
So try this sentence. I need to be stuck in debt. You can leave now 8 times.
I need to be
stuck.
I need to be stuck in debt. You can leave now. I need to be stuck in debt. You can leave now. I need to be stuck in debt. You can leave now. I need to be stuck in debt. You can leave now. I need to be stuck in debt. You can leave now. I need to be stuck in debt. You can leave now. I need to be stuck in debt. You can leave now. I need to be stuck in debt. You can leave now.
How did that make you feel?
I'm feeling the energy flow. I mean, I'm getting a sensation entire in my body from head to toe.
Good. Let's give it a few seconds to settle down. And Nandi asked a different kind of question. She said, what causes cellulite? Please, could you bottle a cure? Yes to that. Yes to that. Cellulite, Louis came, is our bit of blame. That when there is a lot of blame, either blame for ourselves, or we're carrying blame that others have blamed us for, or we're carrying blame for others, it causes cellulite. And because cellulite is complete deposits of adipose, they definitely carry tons of anger. And everybody is thanking everybody for being on the call, resonating with it, identifying their own projects and stories, and that's just fantastic. That's just fantastic. Some of y'all have mentioned stories of such enormous suffering and pain and abuse. Like Tish says, I was sexually abused by my older brother and also a man who escaped from a mental hospital when I was 7. That is why I felt unprotected by my parents. That makes a lot of sense, Tish. These are the places that we need to heal. We need to find a way for the body to feel clean, clear, and pure, and return you to your innocence again. Abuse carries very deep shame, sexual, verbal, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, financial, deep amounts of shame. And shame is something that we will find ways to hide. Either we will not acknowledge it, or we will make sure that nobody else finds out about it. So in cases of abuse, we need very much to acknowledge, express, and pay attention to shame. Vandana, how are you feeling now?
Good.
Good. On a scale of 0 to 10, where the stuckness is an 8, how much is that now?
6.
And where do you feel it in the body?
Near the navel.
Okay. Over there, just say abracadabra. Get your fingers near the navel. Say it 3 times.
Abracadabra. Abracadabra. Abracadabra.
Were you able to snap your fingers?
Yeah. First and last was loud, middle, second one was low.
Okay. And now check on a scale of 0 to 10, how much is the stuckness?
Around 3.
Super. Give it 30 more seconds. And check.
Yeah, I feel it's completely gone.
Fantastic. And you will remember what I said about debt, my love. The principle of debt is that we fall in the trap of waiting for a big amount to come to pay off the debt in one shot. This never happens. It's an unrealistic goal. What we need to do with debt is always keep aside some amount of money in the debt drawer, debt envelope, debt jar. Even if it's $1 that you put aside from your savings, from your earnings, or even if it's 10 rupees or 100 rupees, it sends a very powerful message to the universe that you are willing to do whatever it takes to pay off the debt. All debt is usually paid off over time. And I've worked with enormous kinds of debt. I've worked with debts of like $75,000, $200,000. And that debt has been paid off. It took time. I think for the $200,000, it took us about 2 years. It took time, but the gentleman followed every rule that exists for debt in energy work to the T. He's successful. His business is flourishing, although right now at this point everything is, well, closed and shut down. So if you will understand that you are not supposed to drive yourself crazy waiting for that gigantic amount to come, where not only will you pay off the debt, but you'll also have enough left over to have your life, it won't come. The dream that my debt is going to pay it over, I just need to win a lottery, it won't happen. I'm so sorry. Because debt only attracts more debt. Debt does not attract more money. Or it attracts more money in the form of more debt. So you have to be very committed to releasing debt. Vandana, on a scale of 0 to 10, how much is your commitment to releasing your debt?
I didn't get you. Hello?
How much is your commitment? Commitment is the price you're willing to pay. Meaning, I will
100%.
Do what you want to take.
100%.
So from now on, whatever earnings you get, however minimal they are, will you keep 10% aside in your debt jar?
Yes.
Okay. When you have a debt jar or a debt envelope or anywhere that you can write something on, write over there, paid off with love. So don't write debt on it. Write paid off with love.
Okay.
How are you feeling about your debt now?
I'm getting a confidence I'll pay off, but the obligation comes when people stand and ask. Initially, I have the debts which are with institution, with banks. I know I pay them regular EMI, but from the last 1.5 years, which have taken from the people, and now with the situation when they need, I'm not able to give. Actually, that is killing me, because my income, which recently after certain work of ours, it had started. Money had started coming in. Now again it had got stuck. So the moment it gets stuck, the fear starts coming. Oh, again I'm going back over.
Right. I'm glad you brought that up, because for sensitive people, and Vandana, you are very sensitive, for sensitive people, the emotional counterpart of debt is being indebted, feeling obliged.
Yes, that, yes. And that is, actually, that is killing me a lot.
Killing me a lot. On a scale of 0 to 10, how strong is the killing me a lot?
10.
Was there anything in your childhood experiences where it was killing you a lot?
I was away, not accepted by family alone. I mean, how do I tell? I was not considered among all other siblings as same. I was considered someone different.
So I was not accepted by family, and that killed you.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so somewhere that is not being resolved. So the pattern of recreating the experience takes place. Anytime we have unresolved memories, the exact same experience will take place. Not the exact same situation. Although for some people very chronically stuck, the same situation also repeats itself. The experience happens because that part of you, that younger part of you, is saying, look at me, pay me attention, give me expression. So Vandana, I want you to talk to us a little bit more about this not being accepted by the family. Why do you think that happened?
Actually, my parents took a chance for me for having a boy, and it was after a long decision was very late. So the between the other sibling and me, the differences are more almost 10 years. So I think the thought process of between them and me changed. I mean, there is a change, thinking process is different. Secondly, when as a child, when my parents came to know that I am a something different child, having a lot of intuitions or whatever, I was totally brought up in different way, sending me to a English medium school. So that, you know, like, okay, she is intelligent, she knows everything, she can handle everything. So the responsibility, being the youngest in the house, the responsibility came on me. Fighting with all that process after my marriage, also the same, the responsibility I'm carrying. I mean, I never got any protection or moral support from anyone. It is my own fight. I am fighting. I wanted to succeed, I'm fighting. And now that energy of fighting has also getting exhausted. That is what I feel. At least I had some ideas just to come. Okay, this is the process to come out. This is the process. I have been doing all this throughout. But at some point I feel ki now it's enough. When do I start living? And when I really want to enjoy, the burden has come extra on me is what I feel, which I'm not able to come. Get out. Now even my daughter's education will get over, but I'll be still sitting with this stress of giving out to people. So I'm not able to do anything for myself.
Right. On a scale of 0 to 10, how much is the killing me energy?
10.
So killing me, you can leave now 10 times.
Killing me, you can leave now. 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 Killing me, you can leave now.
How did that make you feel?
I'm feeling like I'm from the high low, high age, I'm coming down.
And I have to ask you a horrible question. Do you think there was a point where either one or both your parents wanted to kill you? Wanted you dead?
Might be my in-law. I don't know about my family. But I always feel there is some energy which they have been trying to not make me move forward. This I found from my birth also I'm finding. And I think when I came out, when I got married also, the same.
And
so that fear also keeps on moving.
Yes. And our in-laws also reflect our family. So I just want you to say this sentence once and see how it makes you feel. My father wanted to kill me. You can leave now.
My father wanted to kill me. You can leave now.
How did that make you feel?
I'm getting the... I mean, my whole body is shaking.
Let it shake, Mom. Don't stop it. Shake freely. Don't resist the shaking.
Shaking in the sense of like having those goosebumps type.
Good. Now say, my mother wanted to kill me. You can leave now.
My mother wanted to kill me. You can leave now. My mother wanted to kill me. You can leave now.
How did that make you feel?
Same like before.
Goosebumps?
Yes.
Let them come. Is a fear building up or an anger building up?
No, shock.
Did either of the sentences feel true? I mean, you had a body reaction, so clearly something in there is getting expressed. But did it feel true?
Might be, because later on if they might have tried to abort or something, I don't know. I mean, that is what I see. Because the chance was taken was too late, and then was yes, no, yes, no.
Okay. I want you to do further work on this, Vandana. How are you feeling about the killing energy now? Killing me.
Now? No. Nothing. I am not feeling anything.
Good. Good. How are you feeling about your debt and the obligation?
I feel it's reduced. It is, I mean, I getting that confidence I can move out.
Good. Good. Are you feeling lighter, whiter, brighter?
No, again the bodies, again the goosebumps are moving around.
Okay.
Especially from the crown area to waist area.
Okay. Let them come peacefully while I take a look at what's going on in the group. And Judy says, I'm getting very tired, wish I could sleep, must go to work. Judy, please rest. Please rest. We are so fortunate that we have technology that allows us to send out replays. And in fact, this link very soon becomes the replay itself. Please do rest. We are taking time on these calls, but if you need to rest, please rest. And Christine says, PP, what I'm hiding from myself, whole body anorexia, burning, aware of secondary gain from birth story of not enough food, not welcome here, and fear the word get wish, fear to share the word, keep to myself, too many CPs. I thought word was death, death versus debt. Working today as essential services, so I'm willing, which is Jupiter's decree. Thank you, Christine. Are you feeling a little better? Let us know whenever you are back. And Liz says, this is what I've been keeping secret, my shame at sexual and physical abuse. Thank you. And you're giving, and Liz, you are giving yourself some permission to have compassion for yourself. I'm so happy to hear that. I am so happy to hear that. In fact, that tells me something else. Vandana, I want you to say the sentence,
yes.
I forgive myself for not being accepted by my family.
For not being accepted by my family.
You are forgiven now. I forgive myself.
For not being accepted by my family.
You are forgiven now. I forgive myself for having parents who wanted to kill me.
I forgive myself for having parents who kill me.
You can leave now. I forgive myself for having in-laws who wanted to kill me.
I forgive my in-laws who wanted to kill me.
You are forgiven now. You are forgiven now. You are forgiven now. You are forgiven now. And check, Vandana, how are you feeling?
I'm getting a memory. During my childhood, there was a, I mean, my father had owned a building. and one floor he had given to his one of the company to on a rent basis. In that one family, the girl was of my age only, who was killed by her parents, and the blame had come on my father. It was a fault. His everything was fault because my father had not done anything. We had suffered a lot, though I was young, but all that is coming up.
Gosh. How are you feeling remembering this?
Suddenly when my father wanted to kill me, my mother wanted to kill me, because in that scenario, it was like the blame was the mother had, among the two only, somebody had killed her. For what reason, we don't know. It was something related to, in a spiritual, there's only the thing had, and we used to play together. So the whole thing came on my father. My father was even in prison. But in that prison, when he was in a prison, he used to ask my mother, how am I? He wanted to see me and all. I remember that much part. Then he came out. He was, he was not a, there was nothing, he didn't do anything as such. We won that case even in Supreme Court. But I don't know why that is coming.
And you're saying the girl was at the same age as you?
Yeah, she was at the same age as mine.
Where are you feeling this in the body?
Nothing, no specific. Actually there is a slight vibrations going in my body, entire body. Especially back third eye.
Okay, I'm going to give you a movie title. Choose. Killed by her parents, my father went to jail.
Killed by her parents, my father went to jail.
Which sentence would you prefer?
Killed by her parents.
Reframe. Uncheck. How did that make you feel?
I feel the energy is getting released. It is going up and then getting released.
Good. Have some water, everybody. I mentioned that the decrees have a way of bringing us to our authentic space. An authentic space is really the space of truth. Whatever is there, the decrees will bring up, the decrees will reveal to us. Like this particular memory, the horror of such a memory coming up, or even having to think of a time where there was the possibility of her getting aborted when her mother was pregnant. These are big, life-defining memories. I've known Vandana for a while. This has never come up. But it's come up today, and I want to thank everybody on the group for being here, for being so beautifully honest and trusting and sharing everything and holding the space for everybody, because I know it's exhausting. Thank you so much. I think it's incredible that we've unearthed this in Vandana's life. I think it's absolutely amazing. Vandana, how are you feeling now?
Feeling good.
Oh.
Thank you so much. It was unexpected thing. When I never thought the link is so deep.
Right. It always is, Ma. And it always goes back to our childhood. If it's happening today, it happened to us before. So, Vandana, Namaskara Mudra. Everybody, Namaskara Mudra. Clap at your heart chakra. And then stop. Extend your hands forward. Please write the word space. S-A-S-E with your extended hands. This is not just for the virus. It's also for everything that's coming up that we may be afraid to take a look at. You know, we don't feel safe with ourselves. Did you all know this? Because of the memories that we have. Because what we want is for these parts of our past to be over and done with. We don't want to remember them. We don't want to acknowledge them. And as we come up, we want to know that we are safe, that we are in charge of those memories. And as the higher, older self of our younger self, we have the power to do something about it. We have the power to heal. Please turn to your left side, right safe. Your elbows can be bent. S-A-S-E. Please turn to the right side. Please right safe. S-A-S-E. Please put your hands forward again, still in Namaskara Mudra, as you write S-A-S-E for everybody's backs. Receive the safety being given to you all from everybody else on the group. Receive the protection and the security you have, because when you work with the decrees, you are working directly with Lord Saturn, with Lord Hanumanji, with Lord Ganpati, with Lord Shivji. You will be kept safe, secure, protected. Receive, trust, believe. I thank you very much for your time, my darlings. I think on our last call, we'll do a quick recap of the Chronic Project and then do some more mini sessions. What do you think? Let me know. Big love, big hug. Namaste from India.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vandana. Bye.
Thank you so much. Bye.